I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you listen to Juan Epa's life, then you probably know that we found out on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, right before the Super Bowl, that we lost Dave, a.k.a. Trugoy, a.k.a. Plug 2, from De La Soul. And we recorded the episode because we've been trying to be so on point about being ahead every week. We recorded this episode a few days ago. So obviously this episode does not reflect that. What we wanted to do was put out the episode that we already did for you guys. And then on Patreon later this week, patreon.com/JuanEpasLife, we are going to re-release our, I believe, 2016 episode with De La Soul from A3C, the conference in Atlanta. Maybe one day we'll still have the miracle of finding the original De La interview. You never know. But for now, this is the one episode we definitely do have. And it was awesome. Like 90 minutes long, De La Soul. And we're going to drop that for the patrons later this week. But also for everybody, in the coming week, Seif and I will get together and do more on Dave and his contributions, try to talk to some people and celebrate. I mean, this is, if you're one app, if you're a one app head, if you're a Carhartt girl, if you're a true hip hop head, I mean, this loss is just immense. Obviously, De La is sort of at the core of the sensibility and everything that is us as hip hop fans. So just wanted to give you a quick message to let you know that's what's happening. So we're going to have an episode now. We're going to drop the De La on Patreon. And then in a few days, Seif and I will do a, for everybody, a free episode about Dave, etc. Also, while we're here doing this message, I always forget every week. Guys, please go hit like and leave reviews on the Apple Podcast app. Any of the apps that you use for listening to podcasts, please make sure you do whatever you can. But particularly that Apple Podcast app, you need all the likes and reviews and 5 stars you can get to try to bump your way up the charts or whatever. I've been seeing our numbers. They're really good. And I'm really happy with where the podcast is in general, hearing from you guys more and more. Thanks to everyone who reached out and had nice things to say about the Elvis Sensei interview, which we really love doing. But so we super appreciate everything you guys are doing for us. And any of those likes and comments and reviews would help. You know what I mean? So with that, we get into this episode that we recorded for you, the One Ep Heads. And we dedicate this to and say rest in peace to the great Trugoy the Dove of De La Soul.
Yo, son!
One Ep is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd. It's primal.
And that's raw, Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits,
are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Griffin. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Seif Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One Ep is life.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
And a lot to talk about.
Hip-hop-wise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, this part right here, we have to release on YouTube because it's got to be somewhat timely.
Okay.
First of all, we're recording this on February 7th. Okay. You know what today is.
Yeah, today Big Pun Day.
It's Big Pun's death day and Dilla's birthday.
No, I haven't heard anything about Dilla today.
I haven't done my post yet. I'm about to do my
I heard day. A lot of pun. Heard a lot of pun today. I haven't heard anything about Dilla.
Oh, Sife, speaking of pun, I had my, and this is really pathetic, don't get me wrong. I had my biggest TikTok today.
How big was it?
Let's see how hot I am out in these streets. I'm at 33,000.
Wow. But yeah, I saw you've been on your content.
I'm trying. Listen, I get no growth on Instagram. None. So I figured like I can at least with TikTok reach new people because the way the algorithms work, you might actually reach new people.
Absolutely.
Now, listen, it's a little embarrassing, not embarrassing, but like I am like, it's sort of funny. Natalie and I both have a shit ton of Instagram followers relative to regular people. It's a lot of followers. And like on TikTok, I have nothing. So like I get very excited. I've gone this week. I went from like 400 followers to over 1,500 followers.
That's great.
That's something. I have
wait,
one.
Wait, you get shadow banned.
On TikTok, it happens too?
Yeah, I'm shadow banned. Oh, I was. It's growing now again, but it was shadow banned.
How do you know you were shadow banned and your content wasn't just shit?
No, trust me. My content is fire.
Every single one?
Every piece. No, I remember when I got a couple of what they call violations, and then it just stopped growing, literally, like paused. I'm back, baby.
Anyways, so we say rest in peace, 23 years since Big Pun died. 23 years, that means, since I went to the mall and I got a piece of rice in a necklace that said Big Pun on it, and I wore it every day.
I'm sorry, what is this?
I've told you this before.
I don't remember this.
You know the mall, they sell like a piece of rice and they write something on the piece of rice.
I'm from New York City. We don't have malls like that. Do you have to bring your own rice or the rice is there?
No, it's what they do. They make necklaces for you. They say, oh, do you want to put someone's name on it? What do you want to do?
And on one piece of rice.
On one piece of rice. And it like
flows. And the rice goes into like a chain.
Into like a little tube that has like liquid in it. And it like bounces back and forth kind of. And you can see what's written on it.
Oh, like one of those pens when you turn it upside down, the woman's clothes come off and she's in a bikini.
Not remotely like that, actually.
I love that.
No, that was made back in the day. But mine, I wore a necklace that said Big Pun. That is a true story.
Well, how old were you when you did this?
I was
Big Pun 20, rice necklace. Because a lot of Puerto Ricans eat white rice. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. I was 21 years old.
I hate when people go, oh, Puerto Ricans eat plantains and rice and black people eat chicken. Yeah. Yeah. How's that offensive?
Well, wait, hold on. But here's why it's offensive. I'll tell you why it's offensive. Because guess what? Who else eats chicken?
Everybody.
Correct. And guess who else eats rice, honestly?
Pretty much everybody.
Pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite everybody, but pretty much. India, China, Japan. Mm.
Yeah.
All of Latin America, all of Asia. I'm guessing a lot of Africa. Jollof rice is a huge thing.
Mm-hmm. What about Europe? They throw some rice up in there.
Yeah, depending on the place you're at in Europe, you're getting rice.
I don't think there's any Australian rice, though.
What about Rice Maniac? The great artist who we had on One Ep years ago with Sean Paul. That's when we were prime One Ep. That's when we were prime One Ep, when like we would have interviews. And other artists would just sit in during the other. And that's when we did.
All right. Let's get into some hip hop shit.
So also, rest in peace to Jay Dilla, whose birthday. What birthday is it? Let me see. Hold on. How old is Jay Dilla?
Are you talking to Siri?
He died. Damn, he died at 32.
Okay. Plus 23 years.
No,
not for that was pun 23 years.
Yeah. Plus 17 years. Oh shit. Next year's 50.
Hip hop 50.
Okay, good segue. Rest in peace to Dilla and Pun. Billy June actually did something worthwhile. You're not going to believe this, Sife.
What?
He was able to find the clip of the Hip Hop 50 which was shockingly hard to find. So let's hear this. That's Black Thought, if you're listening. It should also be noted in the intro for this thing, LL Cool J made sure to say, we're about to do this thing. Just so you know, everybody's not in it. Calm down. There'll be other things, but this is the best we could do, essentially. It was a pretty good.
I respect it, yeah.
Yeah, it was what you need to do. And then you
because I think that comes from, like when Eminem did his thank you speech and named all the rappers, and then he forgot one name, and everybody's like, blah, blah, including us. Blah, 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 what about Sansa? So LL was like, hey, here's one piece that we've put together. Not everybody's in it.
And it, you can see it says 1520 Cedric Ave in the background, which is pretty tight. They got a lot of little details right. Here we go.
Yeah. Questlove put this together.
That's right. And she prefers to be referred to by a full government name. This audio shit, miss. But let me tell you something.
This audio is terrible.
Yeah, it's like the worst. It couldn't have sounded. This is recorded from someone's like 3.5-inch TV screen. Melly Mel comes out shirtless.
Of course.
Can you believe what he looks like, though?
Is that good or bad?
No, how ripped he is still.
He stays. What? He stays doing them push-ups.
What in the juice? By the way, this is already cool, to be honest. Just the fact that on a stage this big, on CBS, at the Grammys, on national TV, bro, when was the last time the members of the Furious Five, really with the exception of Grandmaster Flash, when did any of these dudes get to do anything of this level? Ever?
I don't know. Maybe they go to Europe a lot and do stuff. Sure, I don't know.
I'm sure in Europe they do things that are really cool. But in America, yeah,
this was cool.
By everybody.
Yeah. Now, I didn't know what was happening here.
Right.
So at first,
you know, immediately.
What?
They came out with a refrain, you know, but it's not like they didn't. Which song is this?
Flash is on a beatbox, right? Oh, Just Blaze. I think Just Blaze lent that drum machine beatbox to Grandmaster Flash for this.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I heard that from Just Blaze. I heard that. I'm in a group chat with Just Blaze.
Why am I not in the group chat?
It's a fucking group chat. Cardinal Official's group chat with like Dreddy, Jester, this DJ from Toronto, Melanie Fiona, Estelle, and Just Blaze and Max Glazer. Is when we, during COVID, like in the height of COVID, we did like a DJ battle, like a clash on Zoom. And this group chat has just stayed in effect. It's the weirdest fucking thing.
Well, Cardinal could have included me, and I'm very hurt and very upset.
Okay, so anyway, I thought it was just Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. And I was like, okay, that's after seeing it all, I'm very impressed. But at first I was like, this is the representation of hip hop.
So Flash and the Furious Five, they do Flash to the beat. Nice little touch here when you see Run DMC that it under their logo, it says JMJ Forever, which is pretty cool. I'll tell you what.
He's wearing a Beastie Boy. DMC's wearing a Beastie Boy shirt.
DMC is so committed. He is so damn committed to wearing a band t-shirt every time you see him.
Now LL Cool J comes out and he's got his radio.
And he's doing radio. I can't live without my radio.
Now here's
Jeff.
Jazzy Jeff. Jazzy Jeff. Is that an S9 mixer or an S11?
Yeah, Jazzy Jeff getting busy.
Getting busy. Hold on, pause it. Pause it for a second.
Okay.
Pause it for 1 second.
Okay, I'm trying.
Just pause it. Can you pause it?
There we go, pause it.
Okay, Billy is sitting next to me, which I fucking hate. He's just turning his laptop to me, just showing me something on some kind of Word doc.
I sent it to you also.
Okay, does it look like I have my glasses on and I can read that tiny font you have going on there?
Billy, you can't just randomly show us stuff and think you're going to...
Like this, like a timid turn of a laptop.
I have the list, though. Thank you. So LL Cool J does Rock the Bells with Jazzy Jeff. Mm-hmm. Jeff does the classic Battle Anybody, I Don't Care, You...
Mm-hmm.
And then they roll into Salt and Peppa, which was nice. Ooh,
now Peppa's looking nice. Peppa's looking nice. Like Salt, I love Salt too. Don't get it twisted, but
well, I got to tell you, the way you're saying it though, you're kind of sleeping on Salt, and you're only talking about Peppa.
Peppa, I want to give her the Sheboygan.
Did you see either of them when doing your to be named TV show?
No, Yo Yo did the Salt and Peppa one.
Ah, damn.
Oh, I can't say that. Shh. Damn. I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Me neither. Oh, okay, well,
the God MC in some kind of, I'm assuming, Dapper Dan suit.
Rakim Allah comes out.
Rakim looking fly.
Rakim looks so fresh.
Fresh. 55 years old last week. Rakim comes out in a Dapper Dan Gucci. I'm assuming some kind of Dapper Dan Gucci custom made joint. Just killing it on some hip hop. He's hip hop to the core.
He does Eric B as president. It rolls right into Flavor Flav and Chuck. And I realized something about Public Enemy, Sife. Because Public Enemy like have a certain way they dress and look when they do Public Enemy.
Yeah.
It sort of allows them to look the exact same.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And like, also, I thought Chuck and Flav didn't get along. I thought they broke up.
They made it work.
So it was this is a dope move. I love this. Cause it was something about what did Flav do? Vote for Trump or something like that?
He did
something that made Chuck mad. Back into the round. I love the reaction from the audience. That was her.
What did you like looking at about her?
Just excited about, because so far everything that's playing is 80s hip hop.
No, but here's one of the most telling things about how good a job they did.
Yeah.
This is one of the only Grammy things I've ever seen, especially related to hip hop, where when they show rappers in the crowd, they're into it, not acting like cringe. Like everyone was into it.
Now, why just
Pasta News?
Is it just Pasta News?
Yeah.
Now there's Khaled with the lighter. Khaled is running up, flashing his lighter.
I love that part from Khaled.
Just Pasta News. I wonder what's going on there.
And then right into Scarface, who looks great.
Just Scarface, though, doing a Ghetto Boys song.
That's right. Just Scarface doing Ghetto Boys.
Trevor Noah's into it.
Am I a bad
Trevor Noah bopping?
Love Trevor Noah. You know what? I'm a new guy. I'm a big fan. All right, here we go. Face finishes up and rolls right into Ice-T.
Ice-T.
Hustler. Which, by the way, that's what my choice would have been for Ice-T, but I was almost a little surprised.
It's a great, it's an upbeat performance song.
I think it's his best song. How about that?
Ooh.
Cash Money ain't ever going to play out.
No, oh, what's going on here?
UNITY.
Oh, here comes the equalizer. Now, look how much time she gets. Look how much time her and LL Cool J get, both hip-hop stars on television shows on CBS.
Oh, wow.
Nah, I mean, I'm not knocking it. Feed the fam.
Now, she looks great. I love Latifah's fit. And also, it's a reminder. I was kind of reminded of how huge that song was.
Look at Adele dancing. I love Adele. Adele's cute.
Adele. Adele's very, she's come up over the last few years.
She's really cute. Like, not just cute, like her face, but I'm just saying, like, I like the way she acts. Like, she's cool.
I like her.
I like her too. Now, this I don't like. Wu-Tang.
Just Method Man getting Method Man.
It's a nine-member group. What's happening here?
Steve Stout is rapping along with Jay-Z. I love seeing Jay-Z rap Method Man's words, though. Listen.
Yeah.
When they show Meth actually rapping. But yeah, that was quick. Now, this hurt my soul a little bit.
What happened here?
I just wouldn't want to see Andre too.
Nah, big boy. But see, I respect the fact that they still let Big Boy come out without Andre, because there's probably so many things where people want Andre to come and Big Boy gets left behind because of it.
Nah, because I don't think Andre does that much. So I think Big Boy ends up carrying all the weight.
But that's what I'm saying. I bet you there's some things where they want both. And since they can't have both, they won't do it at all. Pharrell loving it. Pharrell in the crowd.
I wonder if they tried for Andre. And I, you know.
Of course they did. Of course they did.
As Ebro said on the morning show, and I respected it, you put your flute down for a day and come do something. You know what I mean?
Okay, now Busta Rhymes killing it.
I mean, come on. That's you already knew that.
Yeah, Busta Rhymes killing it. And then
he does the Chris Brown Look at Me Now verse.
Why not?
Which, by the way, I get why you do it, because it's such a cool feat. I don't know if that song is needed in 50 years of hip hop, but it's obviously people love
it. It's the performance of it.
It's the theatrics of it.
It's the performance of it because Busta is known as one of the greatest hip hop performers. So when he does this, they go in. Mind you, I want you to treat this episode like watching The Wizard of Oz with the Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon album. So just watch this performance while we talk about it. You got to sync it up.
Oh, yeah. You really do have to sync this up if you're listening to this audio.
East to the west and then move to the south. Now, here's where I think this is where up until this point, Jay-Z is a fan. I believe when Busta comes on stage, Jay-Z wants to get on stage. Look at it. Look at him there.
Well, I'm sure he was offered it.
Yeah, but we know why he did. He did his own thing. But I'm sure once it was all said and done and he's watching this, he was like, damn, I should have did something.
I got to say something. And I don't know if you're allowed to say this. Missy, it's crazy how much Missy, like when she walked out at first, I was like, who is that?
No, that's not Missy. Yeah, that's MF Doom. That's female MF Doom with a mask on. I don't know who that is. You can't prove that's Missy. You can't prove it.
True. You can't.
Can't prove it. Yeah, it's a Missy song, tribute to Missy. I don't think that's Missy.
And I don't know if I would have had her do Lose Control, but it's up tempo. I get it. I wouldn't have had her do Lose Control, though.
Oh, who's this? Oh, back to Queen Latifah. Oh, talking about The Equalizer, Mondays on CBS.
And while we're celebrating hip-hop, I just want to say The Equalizer every Monday night.
Remember that old white man from the 80s and Denzel Washington? Well, no, it's me.
Okay, here's
okay, Nelly.
You guys know I have a soft spot for Nelly.
Come on, Nelly. He probably was the first artist. You think he was the first hip-hop artist to go diamond?
He probably was, and he represents the Midwest, of which there's not a lot of people.
Yeah, he had to. Nelly had to rep, man. Nelly earned it, man. Who's this? Oh, Too Short. Come on. This is a big one. And they said bitch on the Grammys. They did. What's my favorite word?
Bitch.
Bitch. Yeah. I respected that. I love a good Too Short move. Okay, represent the Bay Area, of course.
No, you got to have that. Too Short.
See, but now, like, if I'm Too Short, I bring 40 with me, even if he doesn't perform.
Agreed. I'm surprised that.
Especially now that you're in a group with him.
40 might have been like, I'm good.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's what I did. Now here's DJ Drama with The Locks.
We go.
I don't like this one.
With Swizz carrying the Rough Riders flag.
Oh, why? I didn't realize that was Swizz.
Yep. Why do you not like this? Because why is Drama there with them?
No, I don't mind that part. Just only Styles gets a verse. And why that song? Why not the Benjamins? I do like that Styles is the only one that rapped because he was like, oh, you ain't going to let me rap on the Benjamins? Oh, here we go. Just me.
Now, this part was rough.
Here's where it took a fucking left turn.
And you know what the problem is here, Syfe?
What?
They needed to bridge the gap before they got to Lil Baby.
Yeah.
They jumped right to Lil Baby. They needed Drake. They needed Future. They needed
from Locks to Lil Baby. It's too much of a jump.
You got to at least skip. That's why when
you know what? You know what I need? You know what? You sent one person? Lil Jon. Lil Jon would have bridged that gap.
Oh, Lil Jon would have been great.
Lil Jon, right after the Locks, brings in it.
How about Lil Jon? And these guys might be doing movies. You know, Lil Jon, then Ludacris would have been terrific. That's a terrific spot there.
Yeah.
Ideally, you could get Drake, Wayne, Future, one of those guys that you didn't. Yeah. Okay.
Now, who's this? Is this Glorilla?
Glorilla.
Okay.
Now, I get it. You're doing a really now moment. But it's.
Yeah, she's killed it.
And she did good. I wish it was her song with Cardi, which is like the biggest cultural thing.
Right.
But they didn't do that. Okay. But she did a great job. Shouts to Glorilla. Young Glorilla getting
big. She's cute.
On the stage.
Where's she from?
Somewhere in the South. I can't remember.
Okay. What's this here? Now this ends the show. You know why? Because the Pennsylvania Eagles are playing in the Super Bowl.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Pennsylvania Eagles playing in the Super Bowl. So and this is the big.
Uzi Vert comes out and does I Want to Rock, hits his dance, and then everyone comes out on stage.
But just a hook.
And that's all the song is. The song has no rap.
Oh.
Song has no rap. So the song is like a breakbeat, and there's Jazzy Jeff scratching on it. But I've got to tell you, shouts to Drama. Mm-hmm. So everyone's obviously crediting Questlove because he was the director of the whole thing. Drama definitely was involved in this too. And
how do you know?
There's a reason he was so front and center. Uzi Vert is still Drama's artist.
I thought they had beef.
Uzi and Drama?
Yeah.
I don't
From the last time I heard, and you mind you, I've been out the game for a while, I thought he had beef because he left him to go to Roc Nation.
Well, listen, they may have had an issue, but my guess is the reason Uzi's on stage is because Drama made the call. That's my guess.
Or
Uzi doesn't do a lot.
Now, is this...
Look at Melly Mel posing in front. Look at Hove into it.
Oh, with the gunfinger, Brooklyn gunfinger.
Yeah.
What about Questlove being from Philadelphia?
No, I was just about to say, the conspiracy to me is ended very Philly heavy. Jazzy Jeff, but no Kid Capri. It starts with Black Thought. No disrespect, Black Thought, top five rappers of all time to me.
It was Philly heavy. You're right. Philly got. And by the way, where was he?
But yeah, yo, I'm going to throw my boy on. I'm going to set it off with my boy.
I'm mad that EST didn't come out there and do Funky Dividends.
So now we got Black Thought. We got Drama.
Trauma.
It ends with Uzi Vert. Questlove was making a point. He was making a point.
Yo, you're kicking some real ish right now.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if we're going to get conspiracy theory of it, which I doubt anyone else is.
You know, let me just throw out some names I would have liked. And you don't know who said no. So none of me saying this has to do with criticism of Questlove. This
is just first of all, you know, can I say something before you say that real quick?
You
know me, ever since we did, since we've done a show together.
It's hard to speak while you're interrupting me. What's your annoying line that you say when people interrupt you?
Yeah. Sorry to talk while you're interrupting.
Sorry to talk while you're interrupting. All right, go ahead.
You know I don't like award shows. You know I never watched this shit.
No.
I was thoroughly impressed with that performance. Before you even say what you're about to say, I was watching it and I was like, this is extremely well put together.
It was.
Extreme. And it came off, mind you, just... wrangling rappers is the worst job known to man.
And they had to do 20 of them in 13 minutes.
The backstage might have been redunculous retarded.
It was an incredible feat for them to pull off. So it was awesome. I was waiting to be like, oh, what's going to disappoint me? It didn't. I know some people didn't do it. It was as good as you possibly could have hoped for. And props to everyone involved. And then I got to say props later. The God Did performance was pretty cool too. Do you see Jay-Z's God Did?
Wait, finish this. Finish this.
Anyways, that was well done too. But so here's what I was going to say. If I was to pick people that would have really been stupendous, I think it's been reported that Will Smith was going to come out for Parents Just Don't Understand. Now,
or Philly.
Well said, and Jazzy Jeff's on it. He couldn't do it because he was shooting something.
Okay.
But I have to admit.
Was he shooting the host of the Oscars? Sorry. presenter.
So wouldn't that have been the perfect way for him to make his reemergence to a stage?
I don't know, I guess. Why?
Because it would have surprised everyone. It would have just gotten
the significance.
You're just doing your performance. You're a part of hip hop history. You're reminding people that you're a part of hip hop history.
Yeah.
Keep moving.
The significance is, didn't he win the first hip hop Grammy?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been good.
But he was shooting something or something like that. I would have liked to have seen the man who never shows up to the Grammys. He has some issue with the Grammys, Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he's been the biggest.
I would have loved to see Drake for this particular performance squash the beef with the Grammys.
Yeah, like.
I also would have loved to have seen.
Go ahead.
Kanye West.
Really?
Why not?
Who are you? Shawnee Culture? Or as one of our emailers called him recently and made me laugh really hard, Shawnee West? Yo, he called him, or our emailer called him Kanye West. He said, or call him Shyrie Irving. But here's the thing. He brought that up. We were talking about the Super Bowl today, and he brought up maybe Rihanna. What about Kanye?
No.
I said, Shani, the last thing he did was say, I like Hitler. It's not, there's no reappearing without some, at this point, we've gone into the, he will have to publicly make amends before we see him show up again.
You think
in that risk?
You don't think he could have came out at the Grammys?
No.
I don't think he could come out at the Super Bowl.
It's possible. The Super Bowl, he can't come out there.
But you don't think he could have came out at the Grammys?
No. In LA? He, in Hollywood.
What do you mean in LA? What you mean?
Well, what's in LA? What's in LA?
You people.
Hollywood. And what's in Hollywood?
You people.
No, I really do think, though, the fact of the matter is, I'm not going to say, obviously, I make no bones about the fact that Hollywood is very Jewish. People would gasp. Yeah, there would have been a gasp. And listen, like, yo, bro, no one has ever been more deserving of not getting looks than Kanye.
Okay. Tribe.
Yes, I thought about that when Busta came out. That should they have done Q-Tip coming out going, and here's Busta Rhymes with the scenario. Watch. Mm-hmm. That, them together hitting scenario would have been
really
good.
Yep. Who else?
Kane.
Yeah, I could have used some Premiere.
I want to know who was in control of putting the names up. You saw the names that they put up there?
No.
They had names in the background. Uh-huh. And bro, how random and underground it got for the names up there.
What do you mean? What were the names? Like, were not people names, performing?
No, just names of rappers on a thing on the background.
Really?
Billy, see if you can find the picture of it. Who posted it today? Hold on. I'm going to read you some. I know
Static
who posted it.
Static Selecta posted that he was on it.
Why can't we be on it?
Don't even think about it. Don't even bother. So this one that I'm seeing has Ron G, Spice One, Channel Live, Uncle Luke, Lady B, Edo G, Tila Rock, Aesop Rock, Peanut Butter Wolf, Tyga, D12, Master Killa, Terror Squad, Odd Future, Tony Touch, Beanie Siegel, Ying Yang Twins, Sugar Free, I think, Lil Flip, Tyler, Papoose, Blue.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Hold on. Cannibal Ox, Black Eyed Peas, Proof, Redman, MERS, Chopper.
I didn't see this at all.
Clips, The Game, Sage Francis, Busy Bone, Talib, Big Timers, another Ed OG. It restarts there. But this can't be all of them because there's another.
World Class Wrecking Crew, Egyptian Lover, Dougie Fresh, Dana Dane.
This is a
King
different
T,
one.
Okay. Kid and Play, The Afros.
Wow.
Red-headed something. It cuts off.
Redhead Kingpin.
Vanilla Ice. Audio 2.
The 2 is audio.
How do you think this list comes together?
Some person.
It's Quest.
Quest and others.
No, of course, and others. But I'm just saying Quest. Like, how do you find every single rapper ever?
You don't. You just know. You just go through it and talk through it.
Just talk.
Write things down.
No, I think you pull up like a remember those old Ego Trip books?
Yeah.
I think you take like an Ego Trip book. You take that famous book of all the hip hop photographs.
Yep.
And you just start fucking thumbing through. All right. We're gonna put every rapper we could possibly ever think of. Here we go. Ready? Wu-Tang, okay, because they helped us out. The RZA, the GZA, Inspector Deck, and then just go on and on and on and on and on.
It was all very cool, by the way. Just very cool.
Yeah, it was exceptional.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what other things happen. I got to tell you, I had a talk with Funkmaster Flex the other night. Mm. Sounds like I think there's going to be a lot of cool Hip Hop 50 related things going on.
Going down.
Yeah.
What do you got there? You got a book.
Never Ride a Roller Coaster Upside Down. The Ups, Downs, and Reinvention of an Entrepreneur by Jeff Simoulian.
Wow.
Tell the people who he is, Saif.
Jeff Simoulian is the guy who used to own Emmis Broadcasting, which was the parent company of Hot 97 and Power 106 in LA.
He also started WFAN. He started Sports Talk Radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he launched not only Hot 97, but WFAN, which is crazy.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's my station, WFAN.
Oh, y'all are...
We're all up in the state. That's my peoples down the hall.
No.
Huh?
Oh, wow. So you're going to... Are they in the hall, down the hall, literally?
Yeah. That's my squad, the WFAN. I had a conversation with one of the guys because I was telling him that I was rooting for the Pennsylvania Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Saif, you're going to run into someone I won't even hold back on my hatred for.
Charlamagne works there?
No. Charlamagne and Jace, Craig Carton.
I love Craig Carton. He's good. Is that the one that went to jail?
That's right. So I'm trying to look up where he first mentions Hot 97.
Why do you have that book? You bought it?
He called in to the K Show last week. We did an interview, a little phoner with him.
Why the K Show?
Because he's well connected to ESPN. Has a lot of friends there. One of the reasons I was able to get my deal done to go to ESPN is because of his relationships with people at ESPN.
Wow.
And when we had him on the show, I have to admit, Saif, I was like a little bit nervous considering I barely ever interacted with the guy, that he'd have like no real thing to say towards me.
No, that he definitely would have something to say towards you. He would not know. He wouldn't know who the fuck I was.
No, he would
spit on me.
Why would he spit?
I made nothing of my life. I made no impact, and I have no general fucking level of anything. I'm a fucking hack.
Here we go. Keep going.
I'm a hack walking the earth.
Get it all out.
I'm a hack that fucking, by some grace of some just God, gave me a little bit of fucking fake success to feed my family.
Yo, if you're tuning in right now, and you're not a patron, you didn't hear the episode when we started recording, where Saif admittedly is just had a rough day. You're hearing it come out.
Fucking hack, bro.
Yo, this guy did. Let me tell you something. This Jeff Simoulian, bro, lived a life. He was an ambassador under Bill Clinton. He owned the Seattle Mariners. He started Hot 97.
Oh, so he's a sports guy.
WFAN. Yeah, he was a big sports guy.
Oh, so Hot 97 was a byproduct of some sports shit.
No, not a byproduct.
He probably had radio stations for sports and then was like, oh, let's do some other formats.
I have to tell you one thing I was surprised by, though. And I'm curious to read the book, but like, this guy's lived enough life that when I looked up the topics in the back in the index, there Funkmaster Flex was not mentioned. He doesn't have one. I was like, and let's see, Tracy Clardy.
Is that the bibliography?
Rick Dees gets a mention. Barry Diller gets a mention. Geez. Mike Francesa gets a mention.
Hey, any mention of a fucking Puerto Rican hack?
Let me see. Hold on. How do you spell that?
Nobody fucking gives a shit about me.
Listen, he's really going off.
Just I'm about to quit.
You, Saif, you've only been working for 2 days.
Bro, I quote unquote accidentally drive my truck into the Hudson River. My kids eat.
How? That's a good life insurance policy.
Oh, my life insurance is nice.
Because I got to get, I guess when I get married, I don't know if you know this, I'm getting married.
No, seriously?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you were supposed to tell me something about your parents and your wedding last week. You never told me.
We never did it?
No. Oh, we got to do God Did. Can we do God Did?
Yeah, it was great. They did a performance of it. I enjoyed it.
I love hip hop performances in a produce stand.
Yo, I said the exact same thing. When I watched it the other day, I said, wow, there's a lot of inedible fruit on this table.
You think it was inedible? You think it was fake?
It just looked, but some of it was food you don't eat. Some of it was like those mini pumpkins and shit and fucking hard zucchinis. Like, it was,
you could eat the mini pumpkins if you were stuck on a desert island.
Right, but it looked like shit that you just decorate a Thanksgiving table with for a picture. It didn't look like real food.
Was Jay-Z's mic messed up? Was it low?
Not in that I noticed.
I had trouble hearing him.
No, I thought he sounded pretty good. He nailed the verse.
Nailed it. I like Weezy was fire. I mean, it was all fire. It was great. I love that OG Juan and
Emery
were next to him. That was a good feeling for me.
That was pretty cool. I would have liked to have been considered for that.
What do you mean?
I think I should have been sitting at the table.
Why would you be sitting at the table?
Because we're so close. Hey, do you not to make you feel shitty again? Though it is kind of funny, so I kind of want to do it. No, but have you ever gone to the Roc Nation brunch?
No. I told you I was supposed to DJ once, but I wouldn't wear shoes, so I was asked not to.
Wait. Could you remind us of that story? Because I'd like to
hear
it.
That's the best story.
I was asked to DJ the Roc Nation brunch, me and Ross won.
Oh, DJ Ross won?
And they said, I can't bring anyone. And I can't wear sneakers. And I was like, the only two things I ever asked for is not to travel alone. And I only wear sneakers. So I didn't do it.
So Ross One did it solo?
Ross One did it solo. But here's the thing. But mind you, I love Roc Nation. Those are my peoples. You know that. Shout out to OG One. Shout out to Dez Perez.
Yeah.
Shout out to Hope. I don't know if you know this. I used to DJ for Little Kim.
I did know that.
We
should bring Juan up to the Rock, see what they could do with us.
So here's the deal, though.
Well, damn, you just laughed right in my face.
Every picture, the one I didn't do because it was in New York, the one I didn't DJ, every single picture I ever saw from that brunch, you never see the DJ. I never saw Ross One in any picture ever. Matter of fact, he told me he was tucked away somewhere. One day I'm going to go to the brunch, but I don't necessarily want to DJ it.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you bring me when you go?
Can I be? No, I can't bring anyone.
Well, that's bullshit. Some people are bringing people. Trust me.
I wonder if I'll ever fucking hit something.
Like a
where
check
all off? These years will add up to some kind of meaning. No, I'm serious. Okay, serious.
Hold on. Listen to me here for a second.
Yeah.
I've been thinking recently, you know, when I have weekends like this where it's like, I'm not out there, everyone's at the brunch.
Yeah.
I see people in the background of the photos. I'm like, who the fuck are these fucking nobody?
Yeah. Why do I know somebody?
Or they know somebody or they do whatever. I have these moments, as our listeners know, where I think about all these things too. And I realize something. If you hang on for long enough, and you're a good person and you do good work, I truly believe the moment comes when, even if you're someone who kind of always got shit, the appreciation comes. Mm-hmm. Like, eventually you have that moment. And you know what's going to happen, Sife, when it happens? Everyone's going to pretend that they always fucked with us. Oh, man. Rosenberg, that dude's a fucking OG. Yo, you can say what you want. He was always putting it down for hip hop. Yo, you remember what he did with Kendrick? Yo, you remember what he did? Blah, blah, blah. I'm confident as long as you're a good person, you continue to do your shit, those moments will come. Now, some people blow up. They just have their moment. They ascend quickly. Boom. It's out of here. They're out of here forever. Some people have a moment. They blow up quickly and they fade. But there are the people who, if you hang in the game long, a great example, my boss at WWE, who is the voice of SmackDown and the overall boss of all the broadcasters, is Michael Cole, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Michael Cole used to get hated on so much. Like, I remember it so clearly.
In the WWE world?
Yeah, like
in general.
By wrestling fans. They always yearned for Jim Ross. They always yearned for Gorilla Monsoon. They never wanted Michael Cole, who had become the guy, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he was always incredible at his job, and obviously got better as the years went on, of course. Now he's been there going on 30 years, and he's the number one voice by far. Yo, Saif, for every couple of months, he just trends with people talking about how much they love him and how great he is. Mm. And there's no memory anymore that they used to hate on him. But then at some point, people are around being good long enough that you're like, they just have a moment where it clicks for people. And people are like, yo, that guy's fucking awesome, actually. I truly believe that.
Man, I'm getting tired of telling the stories of the people I used to know.
But?
Bro, like, I'm sitting there watching the Grammys. It's fucking Khaled. Hove, OG Juan, Pharrell. I'm seeing Kendrick. That's more along your lane, but you know what I mean?
Real quick, what the fuck was Kendrick wearing? I love the man.
Listen, I don't know what any of these people are wearing anymore. The Rock Nation brunch pictures, I was like, I couldn't go to this. I don't have size 5X lime green pants.
No.
I wouldn't be able to go to the Rock Nation brunch.
Yo, someone decided that the new look is getting suits that look like they're big enough to be from the 2002 NBA draft. And by the way, you know what fucking look I absolutely hate? I only saw one person pull it off this weekend in a way that I liked. The double-breasted suit being back in.
Double-breasted is back in?
Oh, my. Saif, you have to have the fully buttoned double-breast.
The baggy pants. I'm so happy I kept all my PRPS jeans. I can break them back out right now.
Anytime. No, but so you're watching it all and you're going, what the fuck, man?
I mean, I try my hardest to be a good person and be happy for my family and my success and be able to live in the nice house I live in and drive the nice car I drive. And then I'm looking at fucking people that were like right next to me, right above me, or even below me, just fucking gone. And like, my problem is anytime I ever get anything, I want to bring 10 people with me.
Can't do that with everything. And other people don't want to do it.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I always think of it like, yo, if I ever get this, one day I'll be able to pay back Riz for what he did for me. One day I'll be able to pay back some, you know what I mean, people for what they did. And nobody fucking wants to pay me back or give me a little shout.
But what do you really, let's be real here. What would you really want? Like to be, yo, the Grammys be crazy this week. So if you should come out and come to all our shit, you should be there. You'd like that. That would feel good, right?
Would it feel good?
Yeah.
Like one time?
Like if this year you'd gotten a call from someone at Rock Nation and they'd been like, hey, we want you to be at everything this year. Like it's going to be a big year. You know, Beyonce's going to set all these records. Jay's performing. We're having the brunch. We just want you around. That would that be something that made you feel good?
That would be amazing.
And you would have gone.
If I got a personal call like that, yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out what it is you're yearning for, even though I deal with
it. I'm not yearning for anything. I'm just wondering why things have gone that way. Did I make a mistake along the way?
Yes.
And then we're going to, and then, you know, you hear this. Well, think about all the people who are jealous of you. Well, fuck them. They're idiots. They shouldn't be jealous of me. There's nothing to be jealous of. You're fine.
Now, listen, this isn't normally done by friends. This is not normally the approach that people have. I'm going to try something different. Most people would not do this when someone's expressing thoughts like this. Have you ever considered killing yourself? Because I have a line you can call. It's the opposite of a suicide prevention line. It's like a euthanasia line. They'll just come right over. Billy, don't worry. Billy has it handy. It's on his phone. It's one of Billy's favorites.
Yo, Billy, but I could. Yo, you get all the accolades when you fucking turn up dead.
Oh yeah, and I've 100% thought about that.
You get all the accolades.
How crazy and morose. I didn't know we were gonna go this dark today, but hey, we're here. I've thought about like, this is so pathetic. I wonder which artist would actually put up a nice message and be like, oh man, this guy really looked out for my career. I wonder.
Kendrick.
You think he'd give a message?
Kendrick, Tyler.
Tyler would definitely say something.
Tyler. I think Kendrick would.
I think Rocky actually would. He's always very, he always.
If you was found dead,
well, how am I? What's the situation?
If you were found dead and you had like a KKK tattoo, then maybe shit would get weird.
What if I was found dead, but like my last tweet had sounded like questionably racist? I'm not saying I like Donald Trump, but that was my last tweet. No, I do, but these ridiculous thoughts, they do cross my mind. And man, I wonder if people listening in any way can find this relatable, or if they just think, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? You have a great gig. You have great situations in life. Like what? Okay, so if you want to hear the height of ridiculousness of this kind of conversation, and you'll probably say that this is very me and I don't want to go outside and blah, 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 but whatever. I think you could find something similar for you too. I sit there and watch a Grammy weekend. And I go, no one gives a fuck about me. That sucks. I'll just watch on TV like the fanboy bitch that I am. And I sit there and I watch. Meanwhile, 2 days ago, Griff, if you listen to our Patreon, you know that the garage guy calls him James. His name is Jason. Hits us, sends a text to just me, Laura, and Ebro and says, hey, so-and-so, A-list actor, wants you guys to come out to LA to interview him, and he wants you to go to the premiere of his movie. And Ebro responds like, hey, those junkets, though, they're like shitty for interviews. Like, are we going to get real time? Comes back a couple hours later. Yo, the PR person said he personally requested you be there, so getting time with him shouldn't be an issue. You should be just fine. This is an A-list actor. My first thought was, I already have to go to LA twice in March. He wants me to go to the premiere, do all the bullshit.
Yeah.
And treats me like gold generally. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, but there's no money. Is it going to be first class? I have to be there in mid-March and in late March for wrestling stuff. My point is, I'm an idiot. That's my point. I'm a fucking schmidiot.
Yeah.
And nothing is really enough. That's really the thing. I don't think it would ever be enough. Like, what would be the thing that we'd be like, oh, we're satisfied now? Yes. Like, what, get a TV show? You have a TV show and you've had another TV show.
Yeah, but they didn't pop.
Right. They weren't, you didn't get that big validation moment where it was like your moment.
It's not validate. I don't know. It's not validation. It's I want to continually work in that field.
But you are. If that's the thing, you do continually work in the field. What do you mean? Like you've been doing entertainment your entire career. People keep hiring. You just got hired for a new gig to entertain.
I am 100% grateful for everything I've gotten. I would love something to pop. I'm happy making a living, doing the little fuckery left and right shit I do. I'm happy. But I would love a fucking pop. I would love.
And you don't think that's about validation?
No, I do. I don't think so. It's not validation. It's not what I'm not seeking.
If you keep getting work and you enjoy doing the work, why is it popping off?
Because I want to do the work. I would love to sell out comedy clubs and theaters all over the country. It's not about the validation. It's what I love to do, perform in front of a crowd.
You can do that. What's the difference between performing at the Cellar in front of 50 people?
Because they're not there for me. They're there for the Cellar. I do it.
Right.
But it's not for me.
Do they enjoy it?
You're not understanding.
No, I am. I'm arguing. I'm pushing. This is called pushing back. I'm saying that everything you're saying, you're going a roundabout way of saying it, but it is validation. And by the way, I seek the same.
Okay, maybe I don't know exactly what validation means.
You being popular and received by more people giving you adulation and saying, this is hot, this is good, retweet, repost. Heart, like.
That's not why I want to do it. I just want to do it bigger and better.
It's success. It's a what you're success. Saying is you're these are measuring tools for success.
Yes, and I've been around so much of it and got hunky dory twinkly dinked I would like Rihanna to reach out.
You know what? This is the only one I'm not going to let you get away with.
Rihanna?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Right. The post was so mage and so not done. Like, I know it wasn't a bag of cash, and I know it wasn't like, yo, come out to Kauai with my people for 2 weeks, but it was unusual. I've never gotten anything approximating that.
Yeah, it was not. It was very nice, but I'd rather a long-term friendship than a random Instagram post. That's what I'd rather.
Yo, listen, I completely was pushed out of Donald Glover's circle.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta go.
All right, my
hot. I gotta go. I'm gonna be late. Goodbye.
Beyonce is here. I gotta go. Bye, guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.